What's going on, Patriots? You're listening to the Republic Restored podcast. I'm Joe. That's Anthony. As always, you can find us on Twitter at rpublicrestored. That's rpublicrestored. And on Instagram at republicrestored. Go to Apple. Go to Spotify. Go to our podcast. Leave a 5-star review. Write a goddamn review. Take a few seconds out of your day. You ain't doing nothing else. And what's going on? How was your week?
Just another day in the life of an essential worker in the most infected city in the world, or I guess you could even say most infected country in the world, because we're number two only to America. It's been stressful. It's been exhausting. How about you?
It's not bad. Not bad. I've just been driving a whole lot, fucking working, essential worker and all that shit, thanks to lawyer magic, so I'm not unemployed, thank God, and I don't have to beg off the government teat.
Good old sucky.
Yeah, even though I'm not returning my stimulus check.
And neither am I. I'm actually accepting stimulus checks, so if at any point over the last 4 years, you or someone you know has claimed that Donald Trump is not your president, feel free to DM us on Instagram or Twitter. We will give you our Venmo, and you can send us your stimulus check, because I'll be goddamned if you take my president's money if he's not your president. So,
right, yeah, I'm accepting. We're both accepting stimulus checks. We may split it down the middle 50-50.
100%.
And we need, make no mistake, I need new fucking hardware here, because my computer's a piece of shit.
So
I need a new computer. So buy me a new computer.
Oh, good plug.
With not your president's money.
Yes.
And you'll have a better podcast to listen to, because I won't have to hardwire my shit.
Well, yeah, I had to hardwire my stuff too. It, you know what it is? Everybody's on the internet looking at nurse porn or whatever the hell they're doing. So.
Hey, it's the reason for the season, you know?
Yeah, it's everything's a little slower, but it's okay. We're going to get through it. We're doing the Skype again. Still not face-to-face. We're webcam to webcam. We'll get there soon. Once they let us have our precious hydroxychloroquine.
Right, and azithromycin match.
What?
Azithromycin match. Matched up with, I mean,
oh, okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Matched up. Now, that match was the right word.
I heard it as one word.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a beginner English speaker, so I'm just learning this language.
Welcome to the country.
Thank you very much. I was born and raised here, but I never was exposed to actual English, apparently.
Well, it's okay. We speak Brooklyn.
Yeah, so a little bit of an update for the coronavirus. For the world, we have 2,256,844 confirmed cases. That's plus 97,394 over the last 24 hours. Deaths, 154,350. That's plus 8,782. I almost forgot how to read numbers there for a second. Over the last 24-hour period, recovered 571,851. That's plus 22,259. This is as of April 18th, 2020 at almost 1 p.m. For the U.S., 712,184 confirmed cases. That's plus 34,712 cases over the last 24 hours.
Actually, hit refresh.
Refresh? No, I got the same number.
Oh, okay. I'm showing higher.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I have a 12:48 p.m. local time update.
Where do I see that?
Are you on you're on Worldometers.
I'm on Worldometers.
Worldometers.info.
Yes.
Your only reliable source for coronavirus related shit. Okay, so
who are you on? HillaryClinton.com?
No. I actually, just to get the New York City numbers, I just Googled New York City coronavirus.
I'm with her.org.
Yep. Okay, USA. I'm a little, I had a very good sleep last night, so I'm a little amped up. USA, over the last 24 hours, 715,105 cases. That's plus 5,374 since about 8 hours ago, I think. Total deaths, 37,889. That's plus 735. Total recovered, 63,841. Active cases, 613,375. Serious critical, 13,544. Total populations per one total cases per 1 million population, 2,160. Deaths per 1 million, 114. Total tests, 3,616,554. Tests per 1 million people, 10,926. That's minuscule. Why does that sound so little?
That's per 1 million? Because, I mean, it's not a lot in the grand scheme of things. I mean, we're a country of 327 million people, and we have 38,000 reported deaths to this stuff.
Right.
I mean, more people die to car accidents.
Right, so for a total test count of 3,616,554, we only tested 1% of the population.
Yeah.
Right.
But out of that 1% of the population, what is it, 0.15% tested positive?
Right.
So, right. I mean, next to nothing.
You know what? Mostly in New York, honestly. We did not give the New York numbers. 236,732 confirmed cases. That's plus 14,448 cases in the last 24 hours. Deaths, 14,636 in New York State. Recovered, 28,227. That's plus 629 over the last 24 hours. We're going to click confirm, expand breakdown. New York City, 123,146 confirmed cases, 11,477 deaths, and 18,018 people recovered.
Interesting number.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little tougher to read than the rest of them.
As per the LoveGov's press conference, just about an hour or some odd ago, Governor Cuomo gave us these little tidbits. Hospitalizations are under 17,000 total. That's our lowest amount in a while.
Which is about a city block in Manhattan.
Yeah. Our net change in intubations, which basically means people going on ventilators, we're down 30. New deaths reported for New York State, 540 as of this morning. 504 died in hospitals, 36 died in nursing homes. Yesterday, there were 630 new deaths. So we're down 90 from yesterday. So that's a great sign.
Yeah, a little bit of notable news that I didn't put in the notes. I saw on the Staten Island Advance Instagram, which is it's a local newspaper covering Staten Island. A 107-year-old woman on Staten Island who's thought to be the oldest woman in the borough passed away at a nursing home yesterday. Didn't say if she passed away coronavirus, but
they'll chalk it up.
Yeah.
According to Governor Cuomo, the current infection rate is one person infects every 0.9 people. So just under one person. At one point, we were one person infecting every 1.4 people. But a little reassurance from good old LoveGov, he's not sure how accurate that number is. So
yeah, our governor with the nipple piercings, he says he's been giving press conferences every single day, and apparently
as everybody's aware, I'm sure, with his little spat with the president.
Yeah.
But the governor wants to implement as a part of the reopening process for New York, he wants to make it where after you test a positive case, you trace who they came in contact with. And that makes me angry because that's impossible. Because
how are you going to do that in a place like New York City?
In a place like the Ozarks. Okay, maybe. All right. But in New York City, I get up in the morning. I leave the house to go to work. I get on a bus. Then I take two trains and I get to my office building in Midtown Manhattan that has hundreds of people in it, if not thousands. I take the elevator up to the 40-some-odd floor. I get off and I go to my floor where I work with maybe 50 to 100 people directly. Then maybe halfway through the day, I say, oh, man, you know what? I'm not really feeling that great. Maybe I should go to the doctor. So now I leave work early. I go back down my elevator. I take two trains and a bus to get back to my neighborhood where my doctor is. I go to the doctor. The doctor tests me for coronavirus. I test positive. He says, "Who have you come in contact with?" "Guy, I don't know. I took two buses, four trains, and elevator twice. What the fuck you want from me? I just infected the whole world."
Yeah, I sat in an office with 5,200 people. I got a slice of pizza at lunch where there was 42 people inside of the pizzeria and another 15 waiting outside.
Yeah.
I got a cup of coffee in the morning. It was a piece of shit from Dunkin' Donuts. Actually, Starbucks. I like Dunkin' Donuts. So I threw it out. I spit in it before I threw it out. My spit went all over the went all over the bus because, you know, I'm just a dirtbag and I threw it on a bus. So another. Yeah. That does actually happen.
Oh, then I was
happen,
on the train and the train stopped in the middle of nowhere and I really had a piss. So you know what? I opened the subway door. I opened the doors to the subway car. I got out and made a little pichata, as they say in the Italian neighborhoods, all over the, probably kicked up on a door handle or something. I don't know. Somebody may have touched it, may not have touched it. Who knows?
Yeah,
so, yeah, I think I infected about 14,000 people today just coming here to see you. How's that for tracing?
Yeah, right. Or you go to your doctor and your doctor tells you they can't fucking test you because the doctor's old himself and he don't want to get sick. So he sends you to an urgent care and the urgent care tells you, oh, did you travel?
To get to the urgent care.
Yeah. Did you travel? No, I didn't travel. Oh, we can't test you. So I'm sitting in a room with 32 other people. Those fucking people just got exposed to my undiagnosed coronavirus.
Yep.
And those people just came in contact with 32 other people when they yacked all over the fucking sidewalk because one of the symptoms is nausea.
And here we are, back to square one.
Yeah, yeah.
How could you let one person out of the house? Because you wanted to trace them.
Yeah. Yeah, how many people did you come in contact with? Half the fucking city by the time the fucking day is done.
Yeah, I don't know. I took two trains and a bus to get to work and then two trains and a bus to get to your office. So, I don't know, three times that of the Vatican City?
The population of San Martino?
Yeah. It's fucking stupid. And these people are supposed to be running the state and they don't see this?
Actually,
I don't understand.
Correction, the name of the country is San Marino, not San Martino.
Whatever. Sure this is St. Martin.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking of St. Martin in Italy.
Isn't that closer to Malta?
What?
You know what? Malta's a better example.
The
population of Malta I infected today.
Beautiful.
Does Malta have any cases? Maybe we'll go there.
I think they do have a few cases.
How the fuck's that happen?
Is it true that Malta is still run by a fucking, like, king and queen?
Last I heard, it was run by a Cocker Spaniel, so don't quote me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm going to look it up now, because I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm curious, too. It's one of those questions.
Of Malta.
Question, do twins get their periods at the same time?
George Vela. What?
Who is it? George Vela?
George Vela is the current president of Malta.
Oh, he's the president. Okay, he's not a monarch or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know if they have a monarchy. I don't think they do.
I consider Malta still in the year 1372, so.
Actually, they have a president and a prime minister. The president is the head of state while the prime minister is the head of government.
Oh, okay. I get that.
Speaking of
head of things, did you see the
Robert Abella?
Robert Abella, nice.
Whatever.
No names. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, and if you want to know the answer to that question, look at our Instagram story later on today.
Oh, for the love of
God. Yeah.
Change the password.
Yeah. Did you heard about the Minnesota/Michigan protests? Right.
Oh, I heard about it. I wanted to go.
You first.
I wanted to go to Michigan and fucking and protest with them, that bitch Gretchen Whitmer, whatever the fucking name is, the governor over there.
Okay, so what is your opinion on it?
I feel like all these stay-at-home orders, while I understand why they're doing it, yeah, it's an infringement on our rights. I mean, also, don't tell us we got to stay at home while we're all losing jobs and losing money. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Have a contingency plan in place.
My thing is, this is a whole big shakeup on our way of life. Now, there are some people protesting straight up out of principle, and there are also other people protesting just because they can't stay at home. And there are other people protesting because they're just following the pack. The problem I have with people is if you are protesting because you're just following the pack, grow a brain. Like, at least think for yourself. I think this whole coronavirus thing is going to lead to a big emergence of people working from home and systems being created for people to work at home. And I understand that we can't just totally shut down the entire country. But at the same time, I'm struggling here in case you haven't seen. But at the same time, I'm trying to get my thoughts out of my head and through my mouth right now.
Yeah. This is fun to watch.
Yeah, there are people. My problem is with the people who are discounting the entire existence of the virus. There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Take a breath.
Yeah. All right. My problem is with the people who are protesting because they just don't believe that the virus is real.
Yeah. I mean, and it's like we said last week on the show, too. I mean, people got to realize that even for us, we're toeing a line because we understand. We understand that there's a lot of politicizing to this virus. And we don't personally feel like it's what they make it out to be. But at the same token, here in New York City, it's still very real. Like, you can't deny that it's real.
Yeah,
some of the numbers are inflated. Yeah, some of it you can't trust a lot of what you hear, but it's still very real. You can't deny that.
Yeah, Nara, it's very real. We both know 2-3 people who have passed away because of the coronavirus.
Around
that number. I personally know several entire families that are infected. Yeah, so it just hits close to home when these. Oh God, I'm gonna repeat myself. I don't want to say fat fuck again. The people from rural areas.
Yeah, we got some DMs about that. We're sorry.
People from rural areas who population 500 towns can't even. It's not even on the map. Just because it's not hitting you doesn't mean it's not hitting. Now, I understand in those areas, lockdown orders are ridiculous. There's no reason to be locking down rural areas, especially if they have zero cases. There's no reason for it. Let them go to work. But at the same time, we need to put in place measures that could detect people who have been infected so that those individuals can go to work. I mean, have gotten over the infection so that those people could go to work and engage in social distancing. I honestly, what I foresee, our whole ramp up, like in New York State, what did Governor Nipple Piercing say? He said when they closed it down, they went from 100% of the workforce, they turned the valve. 70% of the...
You know what, though? That doesn't even make any fucking sense to me either. That pissed me off. Wednesday, it was 75%. Thursday, it was 50%. Friday, it was 25%. And then on Saturday, he said, you know what? No one's going back to work on Monday.
Right.
That's not turning the valve. That's not making a decision. there's a big difference between turning the valve and experimenting and not making a decision. Did he really think on Wednesday that when he lowered it to 75% of non-essential workforces, did he really think that on Thursday when we woke up, the number would be dramatically lower? Meanwhile, you right. have 4 or 5 day lead time on test results.
Right.
Did anyone think that through?
Right, exactly. And then it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy because by the time he closed the valve, quote unquote, you know, the dude does a lot of fucking twisting motions. And I think, you know, with the nipple piercings.
With the ring.
Yeah. He like patted himself. They're like patting themselves on the back because numbers started dropping. But numbers started dropping because you reduced it to 75%. That's the test we were getting back. When you reduce the workforce to 75%, the test that we were getting back when numbers started dropping were from when the 75% fucking... Oh, matter of fact,
it wasn't instant.
Yeah, no. It wasn't...
He was acting like he was waiting for instant results. Like on Wednesday, he said tomorrow only 75% of the workforce goes to work. And then the numbers came out and he said, wow, that didn't work. No, you fucking idiot, because it's not going to work in 15 minutes.
This Governor Cuomo, he there's no common sense. He thought that by turning
if he wanted
valve,
to see real he numbers, was, he should have said this week we're only going to have 50% of the workforce. If that doesn't work, then we're going to go to zero.
Exactly.
That's how you turn the valve.
I'm getting these chats. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, right. He didn't think that. He thought that like when you actually turn a fucking valve, like your basement's flooding and your sister doesn't realize that a pipe burst because it was snow and she thought the snow was melting so nicely so she didn't do anything
New
for 4 hours.
Public education system.
True story. And you go downstairs and you're in fucking waist high, no, not waist high,
it's,
like ankle deep water.
Like
and you're trying to turn the rusted valve from 1963.
Yeah.
And you know, you finally get it. And by the time you close it, like the water stops. No, it doesn't happen instantly.
No.
You fucking douche. It doesn't happen like when you twist your nipple rings and the blood comes out and then you stop twisting them and then the blood stops. It doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. That's when he and Big Bird, maybe de Blasio, were going back and forth over the schools and the close this and the shut that. But they're both fucking imbeciles, if you want my opinion. I was actually asked the other day what I thought of how Cuomo handled the situation. And I gave an honest answer. I said, all in all, he could have done much worse. But with that said, he could have also done much better. I really feel like the New York State numbers at this point right now that are somewhere right around, what, 250,000? At this point right now, had he royally fucked it up, the numbers could have easily been over 1 million people infected. Easily.
Oh, hands down.
But at the same time, if he was a little more preemptive about it, if he would have closed before California... before Washington, anticipating, saying, you know what? I have one of the biggest states in the country. I have one of the densest populations in the world. Let me get ahead of this.
Right, because during his news conference, he's touting New York City as the capital of the world. And of course, we're going to have a lot of cases. Well, why didn't you preempt that fucking 2 weeks before California shut down and say, you know what? Maybe we're going to start to put shit in place, you know, start recommending social distancing.
What would have been so wrong if he would have called up Vice President Pence when the president formed the task force? If he would have called up Vice President Pence and said, listen, Mr. Vice President, you know, this is New York State. This isn't a game. I understand that there's only cases in Washington State right now. But if it's okay with you, I would like to vet travelers from the West Coast coming into New York State. Because
right.
It's only a matter of time until it hits.
Right, and he would have to call up the feds because feds, they deal with the interstate commerce and all that. So
right.
So he would have to get...
Yeah, he can't just do that on his own.
Yeah. Yeah, don't let those damn Californians into our state sort of shit.
Yeah, like, can you please send, I don't know, military... Can you send the National Guard to our airports to test and vet people coming into New York State?
Right. Would you preemptively declare it a disaster area, an emergency area, so that we could get some sort of funding in order to bring ventilators in and better bid on ventilators so that we and
can
hospital
be ahead of this? Can we be the governor? Can we be joint governors?
Maybe we could. Maybe we could. We're going to have to amend the New York Constitution, and then we'll be good.
I mean, they want to amend everything anyway, so at this point, what's the fucking difference?
Right, exactly. I'm getting more chats. I don't know. Minnesota / Michigan protest. Kind of, as you can see, I kind of agree with them, kind of disagree with them. No, guy, no, we're not ready yet. So we have, it's a nice fucking sunny day out today.
Is it?
Well, actually, no, there are fucking clouds in the sky.
It's a rainy piece of shit out.
Well, it's pretty bright in my room. I think it's more, it's brighter because I actually have the shades open.
Oh, well, there you go. That'll do it.
Yeah. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Sunlight apparently kills coronavirus.
Yeah, that's a study that's been coming out. Now, there's an article from Daily Mail. I think they posted it, 2 days ago? The United States government has been playing around with the virus to see how they could give it to Hillary Clinton. I'm kidding. That's a joke. She's got adrenochrome. She'll be fine.
So
the United States government basically figured out that the coronavirus can be killed within a few minutes in direct sunlight.
Yeah, so this is dailymail.co.uk. Title of the article is U.S. Government Experiments with Simulations to Show the Coronavirus Can Quickly Be Destroyed by Sunlight, in all caps. But notes the results are yet to be proven.
Yeah, because of course they're going to say that because they don't want it to work.
Yeah, they don't want it to work.
They don't want it to work. You understand it's a piece of shit.
Yeah, they don't want it to work. They don't want hydroxychloroquine to work with azithromycin. They don't want a cure of any sort.
But notice they want remdesivir to work. And you know why they want remdesivir to work? Because it was used in China. Go ahead, continue. I mean, the major clinical trials are being done here in the United States, in Chicago, but it was first used in China. China told us about remdesivir. Go ahead.
Yeah, so then the spin is going to be that it was a Chinese invention.
Yeah, China found the cure.
Yeah. Did you know that they fry milk in China?
They what now?
Yeah, they make fried milk. They condense milk by boiling it down, and then they fry it. Did you know that they claimed it as their own? They said that it was invented in China. Did you know where it was invented?
That's not like something that would be invented in, like, northern Italy.
Oh, close, actually. Northern Spain.
Wow, very close. Okay.
Yeah. It was brought in by Spanish and Portuguese merchants.
Interesting.
And the Chinese said that they have had it for thousands of years.
Well, they eat bat balls, so.
Yeah, they haven't.
You know, I don't trust anything they say. But yeah, the. Who did this study? Was it the Department of Homeland Security?
DHS spokesperson.
Yeah. Yep. HS. Where was the info that I liked? Oh, virus is most stable at low humidity. So New York will be fine in the summertime because you have to literally move the air before you walk through it. Virus is most stable at low humidity, 20%, and decays faster at, what's RH? I don't know what that means.
Oh, RH is a, it's a died.
We don't know. So yeah. We'll move on. Operational relevance. If a location has a COVID-19 individual and is going to be vacated for cleaning, turn up indoor heat and humidity if possible. So indoors, if you basically get a humidifier, and this thing may not survive.
Yeah. Humidify your home and make it into a swamp. P- Put the humidifier up so high so that you have fucking vines growing on your walls. If you don't have mold and moss growing off of your fucking kitchen sink,
then you definitely have coronavirus.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And you're just asymptomatic.
And open up all the shades, open up all the blinds, and just let the sunlight in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is actually, it brings me to my
RH point. Is relative humidity.
Oh, no. I was thinking it was
says a fucking, it right here in the
I
picture.
Thought it was, yeah, I thought it was a blood component. But anyway.
No, not even.
Oh, I was thinking of RNA, which isn't even a blood component. It's a component of DNA. Okay, no. Anyway. Yeah, I didn't pay attention in any of the science.
New York City education.
Yep, there you go. I didn't even get a public school education either. Well, I did.
Yeah, we did.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We paid to be idiots in high school.
Well,
our parents did. We wanted to go to public school. Why are we getting into this? All right. So
I don't know.
There's a lot of charts and whatnot in this article. There's very pretty pictures of the virus. But basically, at the end of the day, what they're getting at here is they are testing to see how this thing lives. And right now in Florida, they're testing with people because they opened the beaches yesterday.
I just want to make a point. We're gonna link this onto on our Instagram and our Twitter. But yeah, there's very pretty pictures of the virus, but there's also very pretty pictures of Cristiano Ronaldo's wife all the way at the bottom. So
I didn't get there.
Yeah.
Scrolling.
Well, she's off to the side. She's just peeking in. Yeah. She's just peeking. But anyway, yeah. Florida beaches.
In the photos because he's pretty also.
Yeah, he's the center focus with their fucking 19 and a half kids. Anyway.
I'm a Juventus fan, so therefore I love him. Now I lost my place.
Florida beaches.
Florida beaches, yes. Florida beaches are open and they're packed.
And it's humid down there right now.
Yeah, you're not allowed to lay out and take the sun, but you are allowed to stroll the beach. So this is going to be interesting. I'm curious to see if their numbers spike.
Hold up. So they're allowing people to be mobile, right?
Yeah.
Thus covering a larger area and coming into contact potentially with more people.
Well, they want them to maintain distance.
So can't they maintain distance more effectively if they're stationary?
You would assume.
Right?
You would assume. But I'm very curious. I'm very curious if their numbers spike as a result of this, because I don't think it will. Also, if the numbers don't, that means we can do outdoor sports, and that means give me baseball.
Yeah, and give us back NASCAR, because I just started to fucking get into it, and then that's that.
Yeah, I desperately miss NASCAR. If we can be outside during the summer, that'd be cool. I don't care what's going on. We're still having 4th of July. That is not canceled.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. 4th of July is the day of rebellion? No, fuck that.
4th of July is not canceled. 4th of July, if we still don't have our liberty back, we are taking it back. On the 4th of July.
And yeah, these lockdowns are canceled.
De Blasio wants to shut down New York beaches all summer. But he's going to keep public transportation open.
Well, the thing with that is that public transportation is a way for, I would say most people in New York City don't have a car.
Uh-huh.
It's a way of getting people cheaply to and from, like, essential workers to and from their workplaces. Subway ridership is down 92%.
Great. There's still a million people using it every day.
True. But that's their justification for keeping public transportation open.
But
it doesn't make sense that they're keeping beaches open, beaches closed, because open air. It's open air.
Do you know why it doesn't make sense? I have one word. America. That's why. Open everything. Honestly, it's getting to the point now. Open it. You didn't So you didn't want to overload the healthcare system, right?
Right.
So
I think we're at
everybody, you made everybody stay in their houses. But now we're talking about reopening and more testing and people tracing. And if you came in contact, you have to get a test. Aren't you going to overload the healthcare system?
Right. You would think so. That actually makes sense. I didn't think of it that way. Yeah, that actually makes sense. You would overload you by and by all this talk of just the whole preemptive talk about reopening is getting people to go outside. And it's getting people to come in contact with everybody, with others.
There was a lot more traffic yesterday than there has been.
There was. I actually hit a little bit of traffic. I mean, yeah. Not literally because I'm still here. But I encountered some traffic on the road.
It was very refreshing. There was a lot more cars yesterday than there have been.
Yeah, it was actually very refreshing. I'm not going to say bring back traffic because traffic can stay in the pandemic. But bring back crowds of people and human interaction because make no mistake, I'm missing it a little bit.
Oh, you're okay? You pull through?
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm gonna pull through. I'm gonna get it together and we'll be good.
Deep breaths.
Yeah, deep breaths. I'm good. Trump tweet of the week, baby. This was a fucking wow.
Oh yeah, this is fitting because we were just talking about Trump and Cuomo's spat. It basically happened yesterday on the 17th that they were kind of Trump tweeted during Cuomo's press conference, and Cuomo said some things during the press conference in response to the tweet, and then President Trump did not put his phone down.
Yeah, so Trump said, "Was this the initial tweet that set nipples off or?"
I don't think it was.
I believe this was at 12:11 p.m. on 4/17. President said Governor Cuomo should spend more time doing and less time complaining. Get out there and get the job done. Stop talking. We built you thousands of hospital beds that you didn't need to use, gave large numbers of ventilators that you should have had, and helped you with testing that you should be doing. We have given New York far more money, help, and equipment than any other state by far, and these great men and women who did the job never hear you say thanks. Your numbers are not good. Less talk and more action! Exclamation mark.
A mic drop. I mean, listen, Cuomo wants to go up there every day and bitch and moan that the feds don't do this and the feds don't do that and we need more help and blah, 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 blah. Fact of the matter is, bro, you were way too late closing everything down. You want to talk about being a progressive and this and that. You didn't do your job, okay? That's literally what it comes down to. And now here we are. The president's calling you out on your shit, and you can't handle it because you're a little fucking bitch. And unfortunately, people are suffering as a result. Yesterday, you want to go up there and say that you're not getting enough help. You need this. You need that. And then today, he comes out and he tweets before his press conference. He tweeted a picture from one of his press conferences when he ran the slide that says today is Saturday. So he tweeted reminder, today is Saturday. Oh, so yesterday we were in the heart of the pandemic. The federal government's got to step up. We're eternally fucked. Nothing's working. Today it's a joke. Today we're making jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. Today's just a happy go lucky. What the fuck ever.
I don't understand. I mean,
Okay, part of the leader of a state, the governor's job, is to, especially New York, after 9/11, and even pre-9/11, after the first World War Trade Center bombing and all that. Did I say one World Trade Center?
I don't know what you said. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, the World Trade Center bombing.
I was drinking water, and in my head, I was saying, wow, this is cold, and my teeth got sensitive. And then you questioned what you said. I have no idea what you said.
Yeah, so after the, especially after the World Trade Center bombing.
93?
In 93. Your job is to preempt and to predict disasters. And there, for all the taxes that we pay in this fucking state... they should be able to purchase ventilators, get contingency plans for making hospitals and shit like that. That honestly, it should have been done back in the day. And when I'm talking like post Spanish flu and post the 1950s flu outbreak, that should have been done. Contingency plans should have been made, and they should have been revised over the years. But the fact that they haven't been done.
He keeps talking about the National Governors Association and how he's the assistant director, whatever the fuck he is, vice chairman, whatever. But he's number two in the circle jerk of the National Governors Association. He keeps talking about, why don't you guys all get together and preemptively make these contingency plans so that you can lean on each other when shit actually hits the fan.
Right. And it's not like pandemics and disasters aren't in your consciousness. It's not like they just pop up like, wow, we couldn't even fathom any of this shit happening. Because I watch Pandemic on Netflix, and there's always a hot lady who's lobbying for money for the CDC. Not for the CDC. I'm sorry. Center for Preparedness. What are the fuck?
Oh, this it. Yeah, they don't do anything.
Yeah, all they do is make drills and lobby for money. So don't act like this isn't in your fucking consciousness. Don't act like you never heard about any sort of disaster preparedness, anything like that. Fucking pandemic preparedness. Scientists and shit have been saying that we're gonna have another fucking pandemic.
And it's Fauci said it in 2017.
Right, yeah, he actually predicted it, and he predicted it correctly, that the next president was going to be dealing with a pandemic.
Whether or not he knew too much, or whether or not he was just a doctor being right, we still don't know. But yeah, he did predict it. I don't appreciate how everybody is... And this kind of goes to the conversation that we had this morning. Everybody is kind of forgetting... about their conscience, and they're letting the fear of death control every thought that they have. Like, why when I say maybe Fauci knew too much when he said that, and he was trying to spark a conversation instead of just be a doctor who made an accusation, how come I'm labeled a conspiracy theorist for thinking that way? The whole reason that we're in this mess is because people don't look at situations for what they are. Because they look at everything through fucking clouded lenses. Am I wrong?
No, I agree. I don't know what I think. This morning I woke up and I said to myself, American society is collapsing and we have a max 50 years before it collapses totally. So I think I was just dehydrated because I drank a bottle of water and I actually felt better. Okay. But yeah, I woke up and I said to myself, American society is fucked. We're done. It's over. So yeah, that's how my day started. And now we're here.
Yeah, I thought you may have... I thought you, Out of Shadows, might have got to you. If nobody has seen that documentary, please go on YouTube and watch Out of Shadows.
Holy crap.
It will change your life.
It was honestly one of the wildest documentaries I've ever seen.
It reached a point where I went to go look at how much time was left because I said to myself, if there's more than 20 minutes left, I'm shutting it off. And there were 9 minutes left, so I had to keep going. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, and it's not because it's a shitty documentary. It's because what they're telling you, what they're showing you with evidence is fucking, like, gut-wrenching.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. And the reason that we got behind it really was the same reason that a lot of people got behind it was because Q posted it about a week ago. And Q has been very busy. I wanted to talk about, because Q posted about this also, the other day when the president had his little meeting with the COVID survivors in the White House, and he had the the representative from, where is she from? Georgia, I want to say. She, the Democrat who had the coronavirus, and her husband got her the hydroxychloroquine. And she was better. She was saying that she had thought that she was going to die. And she also has Lyme disease as an underlying condition, which I thought was really interesting. But Q posted about it almost immediately after, and also POTUS said that he wanted to take her to the White House doctor to get her looked at for her Lyme disease. And then Q posted almost immediately after, and he said the cures exist, such as hydroxychloroquine plus for COVID-19. And then he went back to a post that he made in February of 2018 saying disease / cancer cures exist. So hydroxychloroquine could potentially be the cure for not only coronavirus, but it could potentially be the cure for cancer.
Yeah, there was an article that came out that said that malaria drugs could be effective in treating cancer.
Yep, and that was 2017.
I wouldn't be surprised if malaria medication ends up, because it's so powerful, it ends up being safer and more effective than chemotherapy and radiation.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. They don't want us to know this stuff. And then Dr. Oz was talking about the South Dakota hydroxychloroquine trial. If you want to see Dr. Oz talking about it, Q posted that link on post 3964. And he said, be informed, Boris, think for yourself, trust yourself. It hasn't been announced yet. But if it turns out that Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the UK, was cured with hydroxychloroquine, I mean, you want to talk about a game changer. That's almost an immediate FDA approval, you'd assume.
Oh, this guy, this...
He was almost dead.
He got moved to ICU and all that. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't get treated with something... I wouldn't be surprised if he did get treated with something, because if he didn't,
he didn't just turn around. He was cured.
Right. Right, exactly.
There's a big difference.
He was totally cured. He was moved out of ICU 3 or 4 days after he went in. That's a quick turnaround time.
Yeah, he was on a respirator.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was on assisted breathing. I mean, he was in really bad shape.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't even imagine. Now, you know what? If they did treat him with hydroxychloroquine, release it for everybody else, because what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah, 100%. And Q has been very busy past few days. Yesterday, he posted a Renegade meme. Basically hinting that Barack Obama is a traitor. And then yesterday he also posted the Punisher picture, said we are ready, set one, mission good, and with a link to Lou Dobbs, who was interviewing John Solomon, who said that they're going to go public this week with indictments.
This week?
This week.
Meaning the week coming up.
The week coming up, the week of 420.
Fantastic.
Because then Q posted last night at 10:30 p.m. post 3984, the corn has been harvested. So where, and then he says, we're ready.
Oh, it is going to be another week to remember.
It is. I mean, it's not what we anticipated, like we said before, but it is happening. And the 10 Days of Darkness was 100%. It was 100% Q not posting from March 28th to April 7th or whatever it was. That was your 10 Days of Darkness. So now things are about to ramp up a little bit.
I would hope so, because we fucking deserve it by now.
We really do. And it's funny because Q literally just posted while we were talking about it.
He did. What did he post?
Literally just posted. No title yet. It's a picture of two candles.
Oh, one if by land, two if by sea?
I don't know. In front of a window.
Yeah. Paul Revere's ride. One if by land, two if by sea in the church tower.
Could be.
That's two if by sea. What's in the sea?
USNS Comfort, USNS Murphy, Mercy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, the USNS Murphy is a Republic of Ireland ship.
the dropkick?
Yeah, but yeah, so these are two candles.
This is very interesting. How do I reverse image search this?
It is, the JPEG is called _.jpg.
Yeah, how do I reverse image search this picture? Do you have Windows?
I do have Windows.
Okay. It's going to be easier for you to reverse. Somehow save that picture. Hold on. Copy image. Let's see what I can do here.
QMap.pub. This is fucking live, ladies and gentlemen. Live.
No.
All right. I am going It's encrypted.
Yeah, okay. So you can't just copy it.
Okay, yeah. We're going to save the image as onto my desktop, and hopefully this shit doesn't shit itself. By shit, I mean computer. Save.
_JPEG.
All right, scanning for virus. Bing visual search. No, I want to go to Google. Google image search. Reverse image search. Don't fucking know where to go.
No, I think you can just put the picture in Google.
Oh, yeah, that would actually make a lot of sense. Hold on. Let's do this.
Paste. No, I don't want to paste. I don't know how to do this. I'm not good with computers.
Wait, hold on. Images. I got it. Hold on. Yeah, search by image. Upload an image. Choose file. Choose file. Choose file. Desktop. Here it is. Open, uploading file. Possible related search: Old North Church, Boston lanterns.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. The Wikipedia page that pops up is Old North Church. Old North Church, officially Christ Church in the city of Boston, at 193 Salem Street in the North End Boston, beautiful area, by the way, I've seen that church before in person, is the location from which famous one if by land, two if by sea signal is said to have been sent. The phrase is related to Paul Revere's midnight ride of April 18th, 1775, which preceded the battles of Lexington and Concord during the American Revolution. The church is a mission of the Episcopal Diocese of Massachusetts. It was built in 1723 and is the oldest standing church building in Boston and a National Historic Landmark. Inside the church is a bust of George Washington, which Gilbert du Motier and whatever the fuck his name is, Marquis de Lafayette, reportedly...
The French don't count.
Yeah, reportedly remarked was the best likeness of the first president he's ever had. He's ever seen. So... Yeah, that's where that picture comes from. I knew it right off the bat. One if by land, two if by sea. So that was the day before the battles of Lexington and Concord, which were April
19th, 1775. So now is Q trying to warn us that something's coming?
Oh wait. Today is April 18th. 1770. Today is April 18th, 2020. And Paul Revere's ride was on April
18th, 1775. Son of a bitch. So now...
Yeah, tomorrow is the anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord.
So is he trying to warn us that something is coming? Or is he trying to prepare us for a battle?
Probably warn us that... That something is coming. Paul Revere's Midnight Ride. Hold on, I want to see how many signals did they, how many lanterns in the church Paul Revere's Ride? Yep, Paul Revere told three Boston Patriots to hang two lanterns in the steeple. These men were the church. These men were the church, sexton Robert Newman and Captain John Pulling, the two of whom historian David Hackett Fisher suggests were carried, each carried one lantern up to the steeple, as well as Thomas Bernard, who stood watch for British troops outside the church.
Well, I mean, this is it. It was a reference to the secret signal orchestrated by Revere during his historic ride from Boston to Concord on the verge of the American Revolutionary War. This is it. This is the start of the Second Revolution. That's what Q's trying to tell us.
Maybe.
He's signaling the start.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully. But we will see.
I can't wait for him to title it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, same.
I'm also curious if you post anything else today. It's going to be a fun week.
Oh, yeah, no, it definitely will. Did you get a message?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So we as always, thank you for listening to the Republic Restored podcast. I'm Joe. That's Anthony. You can find us on Twitter at rpublicrestored. That's RPUBLACRESTORED. And on Instagram at republicrestored. Like I said at the start, give us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, 5 stars, and write something real quick for us.
So yeah, something nice. Talk about my blue eyes or something.
Yeah, take it away.
Yeah. Definitely watch Out of Shadows. Definitely watch Out of Shadows. Definitely stay on QMap.pub. Stay in tune with everything that's going on, because it's going to be a very busy week. And you guys should also do. So entertain yourself with this. But yeah, until next time, everybody, wash your hands, keep your distance, and fight for your freedom.
Practice at the art of deception. But if you try sometime, it just might.